Amen. We're going to go into ordination. We thank you, sir. We thank you, ma. We thank you, Dr. Cathros. We want to hear from Dr. Steve. Shall we not hear something from him? Please come and say something to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, sir.
Thank you, Dupe. It's a real privilege to be here. I'm always deeply moved to be in a different style of worship that Africans or people of African ancestry bring. It's taken me back to some of the times we had in 3 years in Congo and Zaire. I was just reflecting that we didn't have this sort of technology. We just had a drum, a very primitive, very poor church building, and yet people's hearts were lifted to the Lord, and the times of worship were just extraordinary. And this has taken me back and reminded me of all that God has done in my life and the life of my family. So thank you for including me. It's a real privilege. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think about a few weeks ago, their first son, Daniel, was ordained on his birthday, or a day to his birthday. So serving the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for your heritage. Amen. Amen. The theme for the anniversary was actually from the word, one word that Dr. Cathros mentioned while we were in school. I don't know what was happening, but I just heard her say, is it Africans or Pentecostals? They don't do suffering well. And I thought about it and I realized we are really not prepared for storms. Life is about times and seasons. It does not mean that God sends storms to frighten us or to drown us. It's because he has already prepared us to overcome. And we need to live in the consciousness. And I'm so grateful to God that the words we have heard tonight are to remind us that God uses even the adversity to advance us. I think as someone said in the morning, amen. And so this time, as we are asking these brethren to come, Brother Wale, Baba Wale, Akinpelu, and Sister Okpemikpo, hallelujah. Amen. Let's encourage them. Let's welcome them. Amen. They've gone through 1 year of teaching. They've gone through 1 year of mentoring. And I heard Brother Baba Wale use this phrase last Sunday. This is one of the things that gladdens the heart. When you can hear the word that's been taught being repeated because it has found a place in the heart of someone. That at ordination, what happens is that you exchange your spiritual toys for spiritual tools. Every Christian has a toy. Every believer, when you come to God, God will allow you to play. But there comes a time when you begin to pay. And you can't do it in your strength. And I believe God, we've spoken to their spouses, that by the grace of God, they will fulfill ministry. That by the help of the Holy Spirit, they will not stumble. That as they leave their toys at the altar, and they receive from God the tools for the work God has called them for, the reason why he called them, he planted them in their mother's womb, that grace will be bestowed upon them, that they will not misuse their weapon. They will grow in the grace that comes with it. And I pray that all of us will support and strengthen their hands. Because one of the things that make ministry a challenge is when the people who have seen you with your toys begin to see you with your tools and they begin to despise you. We played together. We used the toys together. We went to church together, and after church we go and meet the women. We went to church together, and after that we have our drink, our cigarettes. What are you doing with tools? I pray that no one will be such to them. That you will also ask them and say, this tool that you now have, show me how to be effective with it. Amen. And I pray that the grace of God for them to fulfill ministry will be bestowed on them. We'd like to call on the presbytery in the house, Apostle George and Pastor Grace, to please take this further in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Because of time, we've been accountable. We're going to recognize the reality that the process has gone forth in their life for more than a year, you know, of intensity, along with those before. So we're going to invite the elders in the house to come, and as Pastor Dupe has given us right of fellowship in International Ministers of Fellowship, we just want to say to everybody in the congregation, listen to this. The New Testament that Jesus brought, it places on every believer a call. Not everybody will be at the pulpit. Not everybody will be handling the microphone, but everyone who is redeemed by the blood, there's an automatic call upon your life. And for those who have stepped forward today, and I was so excited at our brother and our sister. They recognize that their calling is the area of service and hospitality. It shows that truly we understand in the kingdom concept of ministry, because the framework we have is not correct. The framework of a small special clergy up there that minister to a dead dormant laity is part of the error that infused the Christian faith. But in these last days, before Jesus returns, he's releasing the ministry of the word again. He's washing the church pure with the word. And we all will get into our ministry. Whether you are called to the marketplace, you're a minister, an ambassador of Jesus. Amen? And so for those of you, I will say congratulations. So Pastor Dupe, can you come all... the ministers, can we come together? And congratulations. Where are your spouses? Let them stand with you. Amen. Let them stand with you, yeah. Amen. The paparazzi can stay this way so that they don't interfere, okay? Or that way. Okay. Yes, Pastor Funke. Yes, please. So we will, can we just pray for them? Dr. Kathy, would you like to join us? Yes. And Doc, no, you don't need to. You can stand up, please. You can stand up. Stand up, please. Yes. Let's just pray for them. And if you receive any specific word you want to release to them, you can signify. We'll take about two. Any, we'll take from the ministers two. If there's any prophetic word, any release word of knowledge, let's pray that the Lord God of heaven, and those in the congregation, please stretch your hand towards them. Stretch your hand. Pray for release of grace. The grace. Pray that they will fulfill ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone has any specific thing you want to release in 1 minute?
Amen. While we're praying, I just heard the Lord says, it's not coincidence that you're being ordained when we are here in his presence talking about rising above the storms. And the Lord says, you will rise above every storm in ministry. Amen.
Amen. Any other person? Okay.
Hallelujah. As we were praying, I saw your hands out and oil overflowing over it. I believe the Lord is anointing your hands in the name of Jesus. It wasn't just you weren't holding the oil, but the oil was pouring on your hands and it was overflowing down. So I pray that the Lord will anoint your hands for this work in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now let me just, for purpose of fulfilling our righteousness, two of you, can you look up here? Do you consent before this holy congregation that with the commitment you are making today to accept the yoke of Jesus, you are giving him right of way? Do you recognize that what you are about to do? That he takes first charge on your time, on everything in you. That this is a reminder that you are owned. It's a reminder, it's to remind you. It's not a status symbol. Mm-mm. Just as a dog collar is, you know, wherever the owner of the dog goes left, you go left, it goes right. The dog has no option than to follow. That's really what you're doing today. Recognize that? Amen. The spouse is now, let me ask you, are you releasing your wife, your husband to Jesus as to have first charge? You do, sister. You do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's start with you. Just step forward. We'll just do it real brief, you know. Pastor Dupe, you step on. Come and stand behind him. Then you can kneel down. Pastor Dupe, we will ask you to first. Yes, yes. Sure. Thank you for this oil. We consecrate it right now to be a point of contact for the purpose of sealing their testimonies into you. Thank you for the unction is in your spirit. Pass through our spirit man. Yet this physical symbol, let it be for them more than a symbol. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Ask Pastor Dupe first. Anointing. Yes, pray, Father.
Yes. Father, we thank you for your grace that has located Babawale Akinpelu. Before you formed him, Lord, you knew him. Before you planted him in the mother's womb, Lord, you orchestrated this path. And Lord, we dedicate him to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray, O God, that his life, O God, will be a sacrifice unto you, a testimony unto you. We pray by your Spirit, O God, that he will fulfill all that you have called him to do. The ones that have been revealed to him and the ones that will yet be revealed. For you said concerning Paul to Ananias, he said, you have showed him the things that he must do for you. My God, I pray that Babawale will not be an echo of any other minister.
In the name of Jesus.
That the uniqueness of his calling will come to fall.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will come to manifestation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Babawale, before the saints and before the elders of the church, we agree with God that you will not run another man's race.
Amen.
But you will run the race that is set before you and you will finish it.
Amen.
You will exercise the dominion that God has called you to.
Amen.
You will be fruitful in the vineyard.
Amen.
By the mercy of God, what God will speak once, but you will hear it twice.
Amen.
Because the heaven will remind you of the things that God has spoken to you in secret.
Amen.
You will not follow other man's ways. But you follow the way, the truth, and the life himself.
Amen.
We declare the God of heaven will protect you.
Amen.
He will provide for you. He will shield you.
Amen.
But he will trust you with deep things so that you will know of the truth he has called you.
Amen.
You will go from the margins of ministry into the depths. You will launch in the depths.
Amen.
And God will cause you to be fruitful, catching the souls of men
Amen.
That he has prepared to save.
Amen.
You are a fruitful vine.
Amen.
Your fruitfulness will not be denied
Amen.
You. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Baba Wale, I heard by the Spirit that this is the beginning of your process
Amen.
In ministry. And you are starting in a good place.
Amen.
In a place of helps. The Father placed in you the gift of helps and hospitality and service, the gift of ministry, and then faith and teaching. I see you will progress to be one of the pastors in this ministry.
Amen.
But what the Lord is doing today is counting your faithfulness. Remember Philip. Philip started serving tables. He became one of the most outstanding evangelists. The one the Lord used to take the gospel to the Gentiles. So today, Father, standing with your daughter, Pastor Dupe, the overseer of this ministry, we hereby ordain your son, Baba Wale, into the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To serve alongside her pastor. To serve the Lord himself.
Yes, Lord.
To serve the body.
Amen.
And to serve the community.
Amen.
And to do that with humility and great grace.
Yes, Lord.
To do that with faith,
in the name of
in holiness, and in love.
Amen.
Baba Wale, as you are ordained now, the grace of our Lord Jesus shall be with you.
Amen.
It shall be in you.
Amen.
It shall flow through you.
Amen.
And to this end, we commission you as duly ordained into the ministry.
Amen.
In the name of our Father,
yes,
the Son,
yes,
and Holy Spirit.
Amen. In
Jesus' name. Pray for the wife.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your daughter, and we thank you because she stood by her husband. And Father, she's counted the cost, and she says, I'm well able, I'm prepared. Therefore, Lord, the blessings
Amen.
Of being a support,
yes,
to be there,
Amen.
To see him, to encourage him,
Amen.
Do the things of the Lord.
Amen.
He will reap the she will reap the blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
you will keep her.
Yes.
You satisfy her with good things.
Yes.
For that, Lord, she will not look to the left or to the right.
Yes.
Even when the enemy will come to minister and says, what is your husband doing in the church?
Yes.
Father, you will be her sufficiency.
Amen.
You will look after the children.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Father, she stands stronger. Not many days hence, she too shall be trained.
Amen.
So that she can stand,
yes,
Father, Lord, and take her own part in the kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you for her life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So you can stand for now. Just stand apart. Just hold us. Just stay apart for a while. And then we'll go on to the next one. Step forward, yes. Husband, come and stand by.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
And so it is by example in the word of God that Sarah had to wait for Isaac to come. Elizabeth had to wait for John to come. But they stood in their ministry, in their calling. When Sarah missed it, oh God, you corrected that family and you established your ordination in that home. Lord, even when the neighbors were going to allow Elizabeth and her husband, Zechariah, to misname John, Jehovah, you took charge. I pray for you, Okpemipo, Ajay, that even from this day, the unction and the audition to stand faithful with God, as he places his hand upon you today. For this ordination is just a confirmation of what has been done in the heavenlies. That all that God has allowed you to go through as a woman, all the experiences of life, they become even testimonies of God's faithfulness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. That what men have been considering as weakness, God is laying hold on your weaknesses. And he says he's transforming them to strength. Because he hid your strength in your weakness so that you may not be misread. But it is time for God to make men to read you in the original context in which God fashioned you. Okpemikpo, the Lord says, the sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The grace to hear the voice of the chief shepherd. The grace to walk with him. We release upon your life today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible assures us that when we obey God, surely it makes our joy to be full. Amen. We pray that this step of obedience in your life begins the perpetuation of joy that is eternal. Amen. For you will find the joy in the presence of God. Amen. And you'll find the pleasures that are at his right hand. Amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okpemi, is that Okpemi?
Okpemi,
Elizabeth Okpemi.
Yes.
What I had standing there when Pastor was praying, that Lord will give you special grace to minister to the senior pastor. And I don't have all the answers of what that means, but what I understand is that there will be a special dimension of ministry to your senior pastor, among other things. It will be something paramount that will cause an activation of all that is in you. So get on with it with all diligence, okay? Yes, because people tend to forget that apostles are not popes. Apostles need ministry, pastoral ministry, for instance. They need ministry of those in the helps. So, Opemipo, take it. Among other things, the Lord will show you. I see the grace of extreme wisdom in you. And then, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? Good. I see a mantle for the marketplace in you. All right? And so, Father, we bring this vessel, Elizabeth Opemipo, before you. And by placing the anointing oil, consecrating her, setting her apart, and ordaining her into the ministry of the Lord Jesus, even now, we declare that all the grace in her shall begin to flow. And that you will do a quick work of it. And your grace shall bring forth that bounteous fountain of service.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
To this end, you are ordained to function.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We pray for you. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your Son, and we thank you, Lord, that just coming here to kneel by the wife shows the spirit of humility and submission. Therefore, Lord, you alone, as the Bible says, that you will increase him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
He will reap the benefit of humility.
Amen.
As he says, my wife, go, I will stand with you. Hey, Lord, I can hear in the spirit that he's not just sending forth his wife, but he's coming after her. He was going to walk beside her. And in no distance time, he will stand in front. He will stand in the front. And Father, he will take the lead. Thank you, Father. Give him the grace until he comes to that point. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise God.
You start with her. Where's your collar? That's your business.
Amen. What can I say?
You want to come over here?
Yeah. We were told, you know, this color, you know what it is. When it puts, when we put in this color, what our sister is saying today, look, I am owned by Jesus Christ. And anywhere you see me going, I'm being pulled to the left or being pulled to the right. Don't really bother. There is an invisible hand that is leading, that is taking me to any direction. May you remain in the course and in the obedience and in the following of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And what can we say? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
Oh yes,
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. People of God, with great joy and delight, we present to you Minister Babawale Akinpelu and Minister Elizabeth Okpemipo Aje. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They are ordained into the love and grace of Jesus Christ, not just in Word Fountain, but globally. And nations will call upon you.
Amen.
God will open doors of effectual ministry.
Amen.
Unto you in Jesus' name. And in that light, we'd like to present them with their certificates of ordination and also taking the privilege of International Ministers Fellowship. By the grace of God, we now have an Oxford Center. We meet second Saturday of the month. Depending on your diligence, your commitment, International Ministers Fellowship has the grace to extend to you its license. Hallelujah. But you've got to be found faithful. And then we can continue and extend the recommendation for your licensing. But every preparation you have received so far is in line with the belief, the ethics, and the demands of International Ministers Fellowship. And you have been spoken to this afternoon by the wider body of Christ. So you know that it's definitely not just a local thing, but it's a global thing. And we pray that that grace for global vision, heaven will give to you in Jesus' name. So brethren, please join me to in presenting to Minister Babawale Akinpelu his certificate of ordination. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the same light, I present to Minister Elizabeth Okpemipo Aje, a certificate of ordination. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.